Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
What a race we're meeting. And Chris Waller is joining us now, our last interview of this morning. Chris, I was just talking to Les Bridge on air, and he said, I've got Classique Legend as good as I can get him, but we're a $16 or $18 chance. It tells us just how big this race is today.
Yeah, it certainly is. And people can relate to the horses, which I think is fascinating. People know the horses in the race, and they've followed them all year, and I think that's what's going to really separate it from other races around the country. We know week in, week out what these horses are doing. They've all had lead-up runs. We can all see their form, and we can get familiar with them. And you've got a horse like Redzel, won it the last 2 years. It's creating a great following just in itself for that story. So what an amazing race in the space of 3 years.
Yeah. And you've got three beautiful chances, Chris. Nature Strip, Acadia Queen, Yes, Yes, Yes. What's your thoughts on them?
Well, three completely separate horses. Nature Strip.
Which is a good thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good thing.
What you see is what you get with him. And he's close to running a really strong 1200, and we all know his high cruising speed. And I guess the key will be him getting a couple of easy sections if he can. If he's out of his comfort zone the whole way, it'll be a tough 1200. I think the same goes for Arcadia Queen. If she jumps and can travel and be within her comfort zone, she'll let down with an amazing sprint. If she's having to be pushed to be staying with them, well, that takes away her sprint. And then with Yes, 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 a barrier draw has a slight disadvantage. He's just going to hope for a little element of luck in a race. We know there's going to be good speed, but you can't be four wide, but you can be three wide if you've got cover. So, yeah, interesting. Three different horses, three different tactics, and I think you could say the same about all of the horses in the race.
Yeah. There was a huge doubt on whether, you know, Arcadia Queen could stay fresh enough for a 1200. You know, let's face it, her grand final is the Eagle. But just the way she came out and trialled and galloped last week, there's a chance that she still is fresh enough.
Yeah, I'd say so. Time will tell. If it was her best distance, you'd say it's no problem. I think she only won the 1800 metre group one race just on clear ability and class.
Yeah.
Which you can say about most of her runs in her career. So she's the horse that could really go to the next level. But she needs to today to be able to win an Everest.
And just with her, you've only had her for a relatively short time, but has she shown you that she's got the X factor?
We don't ask them for it, Andrew. Honestly, I know.
Yeah.
I know you hear me speak week in, week out, and you've never heard me say, look, she's broken the clock or any of my horses. I think it's the modern way of training and the way we try and preserve horses. And, it's a bit frustrating just watching from the sidelines, and we'd love to be able to tell you to just step into this week, this horse is flying, but it just doesn't happen anymore. So it's hard for me to tell. I was really impressed with her run, her only run in Sydney. And you guys have seen exactly what I've seen. All I can tell you is she's got a lovely action. She's a good, strong horse, great attitude, and all those attributes I get to see every morning.
Yeah. Well, we won't go through everything, but is there any of your other... What's your other good chances in here today?
Looks a pretty open day, and I don't have a standout. Look, race two, we've got a number of chances there, and I'd have a slight leaning towards Humboldt Current for sure. Mm-hmm. In the fillies race four, that we've got three in there, and they've all drawn wide. In particular, still single and Betcher flying. Matty Rock's drawn a little bit better. I can't separate them. They're all really good horses, and so at the value, don't be afraid to have a little bit on Betcher flying. I think she's a really talented filly. Sydney Stakes got Fierce to regaining, probably a little bit soft in condition. I'd be a little bit more confident second up with her, but she's certainly been in work long enough to be forward enough, but just looking at it, you can see there's improvement to come. Craven Plate, the race 8, Lifeless Ordinary, he ran terrific last start in a similar race, so I'm hoping there's just a bit more pressure today with Happy Clapper and Summer Doubt there. Might put a bit more speed in. If that's the case, Hughie said last start, if there was more speed on, he could have won, so bear that in mind. And in the same race, we've got Dan's Dance from New Zealand, and she's done everything right since being in the stables. And then the St. Ledger, looks, what a great race. We've got Metropolitan Place Getters there, plus a few other Group 1 winners. You can see this race being elevated pretty quickly, so just with that 59.5, it's probably going to bring Come Play With Me back to the field a little bit. I think it's time for Young Star to step up, and at the value again, I'd be having a look at her. And Patrick Heron ran much better at the Metrop, but he's got the big weight like Young Star. Like Come Play With Me. And Karzoff had a setback, but being back to the trials and was racing well. One of the early favourites for the Metrop. So there's a bit of an insight. And I think we've got the last race, race 10. They're still, hopefully we're celebrating by this stage, but it's not a chance to get out. Dealmaker, he's almost looking further, but it was good to see him bounce back for a win last start. There's no reason why he can't repeat that performance. And got a few there, probably looking for a bit further that'll keep him honest.
Yeah. Just two questions out of that lot. Still single, surely, would she stride forward today?
I would say so. Yeah, I don't want to label it urgent and get her there fired up, but
just looks a slow race.
Yeah. I'd say Maddie Rocks, the stablemate from Barrier 8, would roll forward as well. And I could see single rolling forward and just getting James to switch her off as quick as he can once she's there.
And with Young Star, just the thing, that glaring thing for me is you've refrained from taking her further than 2,000 metres since the Melbourne Cup last year, and all of a sudden we see her at this distance.
Yeah, I think it's just about a matter of timing, because we've had a set for a Melbourne Cup again. But I would say she's been one run ahead of her distances all prep. I should have had her up over further earlier. And it's been exaggerated by some slowly run races, which hasn't really suited. So she should really be stepping up today.
Caulfield Cup, Finch. He's a big horse. Everyone's saying Caulfield, wide barrier. But he's an athletic big horse, isn't he?
He is, but gee, I'm not sure how many running races you've run in lately, Ronnie, but the athletics track, but that wide barrier is a big concern.
No, it'd be no good for
unlike
me.
Unlike the staggered start in your 400-metre sprints. They just don't get that in racing. And riders ride very careful these days. No one wants to get suspended. No one wants to cause any disruption to a race. And they just don't seem to slot in like they used to. So he'll roll forward because that's how he races. You're just going to need a lot of luck. And I just the way I train, I just don't think it really suits my horses leading. So I don't want to lead. I want to try and slot in sort of in the first half of the field. And ideally, we need a bit of cover. So, look, the last 800 metres of race, three wide's no problem. But to do it the whole circumference of Caulfield, it's not going to be easy. And you've got to remember, you don't want them hitting a brick wall for the Melbourne Cup, so you've got to give your horse every winning chance today. So to do that, you've got to be a little bit more negative, but at the same time, make sure they're attacking the line for the Melbourne Cup in 2.5 weeks' time.
Well, we wish you the best with all of them, Melbourne, but particularly here in Sydney, with the three of them in the Tab Everest. We'll see you out here later on. And thanks again to all the participants right through this build-up to the race. You opened the doors like no other sport, and all of you trainers and jockeys should be congratulated for the outpouring of information. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Really appreciate it.